This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the charts as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, run influentially by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, comes on the program every week. That's the week of March 14th to the 18th. The stories, the top 10, the people, the top 10, things that are of interest and import in an anecdotal way. We'll talk about all of it, plus what's in up close and far out at Talkers.com. We've got a big agenda, Michael.
It is good to be with you, Doug, and it's good to be back in the USA. And here are the top 10 topics of the week last week on News Talk radio stations, such as the one we are being carried on at this moment. March Madness. College basketball comes to its finals at number 10. Number 9, the Bo Bergdahl case. Number 8, the rebounding financial markets. At number 7, the Flint water scandal. At number 6, North Korea sanctions. At number 5, U.S. immigration policy. At number 4, the battle against ISIS. At number 3, the Syrian civil conflict and the involvement of the Russians. At number 2, Obama's Supreme Court of the United States nomination. And at number 1, of course, the presidential race. The most talked about people, we have Bo Bergdahl at number 10, Rick Snyder at number 9, Kim Jong-un at number 8, Vladimir Putin is 7. At number 6, Merrick Garland. 5, Bernie Sanders. 4, Ted Cruz and John Kasich. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. And number 1, surprise, surprise, Donald Trump.
Yeah, right.
He must be having a great
surprise.
Time being so talked about.
Why? It's only been his son gets some anthrax-like thing, powder in the mail at his home. All of his email is hacked, and people know what his Social Security number is. Why would people, you just get into this stuff, and you get down to the bottom line of how ridiculous some of this is and how nasty people are. And you wonder, what are we a part of this human race? Are these people even human?
Are you telling me that you think this experience might make Donald Trump be a privacy seeker?
I don't know about that.
Could you imagine, Donald Trump comes out with a statement, I'm changing my lifestyle. I no longer seek attention. I no longer seek publicity. I will never be seen again.
Well, no, that isn't going to happen. But, all of the shots that are taken, I'm even thinking about what Hillary Clinton said about Bernie Sanders or what they say about each other. Remember when Barack Obama and Hillary were going at it and they really never liked each other since that time, but they worked with each other because it was expedient for what either or both of them wanted to do. And that seems to be the way politics is. But it's one of the huge foibles of humanity. Being this way, not being civil, not being kind, there are things that you can say. John Kasich is making a big thing about this in his campaign, Michael, as you know, by saying, I'm not going to go down the low road. I'm going to take the high road. And I think that's what people, there are people that are just so upset. Look at the one of the stories this week, that Flint water scandal, which is number 7 on the countdown. Do you realize how outrageous that is? It's a great conversation, and it's a great lesson in how broken everything is. The EPA administrator looked like a blatant fool testifying before Congress, and the governor of Michigan looked like a blatant fool testifying. One's a Democrat, one's a Republican. Members of the committee are calling for both of their resignations. And yet, at the end of the day, nobody said what is true, and that is the situation hasn't changed one iota. No pipes have been changed. The water is still coming out of the river, and people are still getting sick. What does it take? And this is why Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders have so much support. This is a textbook case of why these guys are getting any traction at all, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that you make a good point. I think that the question is whether or not they are a further result of the problem, that it's turned to the point that people turn to people of that style, or whether or not they are the solutions. You know, quite often when a populace gets very angry and the system seems to be breaking down and people are at their wit's end, they often turn to a medicine that's often more of a poison than the problem.
Yeah. Do you think that's the case?
I'm trying to say this objectively as possible without getting myself into the miserable fray that's tearing friendships and relationships apart in this country, is that Donald Trump could be, you know, he could be a wonderful solution to a lot of problems, or he could be the next stage in the disintegration of this country.
Well, is that what we go through? We're buying time as the country falls apart. Is that basically what we're saying here? I mean, certainly Obama didn't do anything to move the country forward, and George Bush didn't do anything to move the country forward. So are we just going to go down that slippery slope and become just like everybody else, and whoever the manager is at the moment, okay, we'll see if he can slow it down a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you, my own personal view is I don't think the country is falling apart. I think the idea that the country is falling apart is what's leading to further problems. It's becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. I believe the country has problems, as it always has, as all countries have, as every chapter of history has had problems. It's when you become hopeless and you think something is absolutely falling apart, you tend to, if you'll pardon the cliche, throw the baby out with the bathwater. I don't think that the country is really falling apart. I think there are a lot of good things about the country. I think it's amazing how well systems operate. There are emerging new industries. Our technology is more advanced than ever before. We're making great progress in terms of understanding things. No, we have some social issues. We have some economic issues, and we should deal with them in a rational and civil and intelligent way, as opposed to just throwing in the towel and thinking that everything is going to hell in a handbasket.
Well, you and I as gentlemen will disagree with each other, not necessarily on that point, but I can't see anything about, I see so much corruption, so much, the best example I can give you is the Senate action on the DARK bill this past week, where the introduction of a reality from the Republican side to try to curb states who want to require that foods be labeled so you know whether they're GMO or not. And the federal government, because of the movement of the leader of the Agriculture Committee, Mr. Roberts of Kansas, who's been paid handsomely for his efforts to try to keep the Monsanto folks on the top center stage, he, if you look at his campaign contributions, got about $400,000 from Monsanto and ADM, Cargill, all of the big industrial, either they're big farm and food businesses, or they're people that want to control the seeds in the world. I'm not sorry. I'm fed up with these guys trying to take away from me and everybody else the right to know what it is that we're eating. And that's why people, one of the things, because I'm a farmer, as you know, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I hear this from people all the time, this is a big issue. Food choice, being told what you can and cannot eat, is a huge issue.
And you think that Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders would be able to rectify that?
Rectifying it, I think, depends on what your definition of rectification is. How's that for a word? I think that it isn't necessarily them. It's the whole system. It's the kit and caboodle. And people are reacting to this kind of stuff by supporting the likes of Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. I'm just saying, whether it does any good or it doesn't, or whether or not, I just think that this kind of stuff is anathema to a free society. It really is. And I think it's certainly gotten worse. And maybe I think it's worse because more people know about it. You've said that to me before when we...
Oh, yeah. I think corruption has always been part of the human condition. As a matter of fact, I think the U.S. is one of the least corrupt countries in the world. Travel the world. And
oh, yeah. That's true.
Where you just have to grease people constantly.
Yeah, right.
And nothing gets done. Judges are on the take. The police are on the take. Politicians are on the take openly. mm-hmm. openly.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we may be heading in that direction, but again, I wouldn't be so naive, and I'm not saying you're naive, but I wouldn't be naive to think that suddenly this is happening.
No, I don't think that at all. Matter of fact, I want to play you something in a moment for you and the audience to hear that I think you'll find interesting. Stand by for that. Next on the countdown, 16 past the hour, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah. Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little day-taking?
The hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day-taking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Pile die with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, 19 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. The political situation, the presidential race, and talking about how nasty it is. The folks, Michael, at Reason Magazine, did some research and found some old newspaper copy in the contested election of Thomas Jefferson versus John Q. Adams III, I think it was. And so they hired a couple of actors to play the part of these two, and we don't have enough time to play it here, but I want everybody to sort of listen, stay tuned, because we're going to play you. This is sort of from the news interview. It's like a newsman who presents it, puts it up, and then actors play the part of Jefferson and of Adams. Just really to sort of follow what you were saying about how things really aren't any different now than they used to be. It just seems like they're different. It's our lives, though. I think that's kind of what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we're in the now. The now is a very powerful thing.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Did you ever read that book by Tolle, The Power of Now?
No, I have not, but I've heard about that type of thing.
You would like that. You would find it very instructive. It's a great way to, I think, as you're saying, put things into proper perspective. So we continue in a matter of moments with that sound from Reason here on this weekly edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. So what I was leading up to, Michael, is a reenactment of actual verbiage that came from newspaper accounts of the election of 1800. And so we sort of roll back, and this is meant to speak to our discussion on what the presidential race is like now versus then.
John Adams is a blind, bald, crippled, toothless man who wants to start a war with France. While he's not busy importing mistresses from Europe, he's trying to marry one of his sons to a daughter of King George. Haven't we had enough monarchy in America?
I'm Thomas Jefferson, and I approve this message because John Adams is a hideous, hermaphroditical character with neither the force and firmness of a man nor the gentleness and sensibility of a woman.
If Thomas Jefferson wins, murder, robbery, rape, adultery, and incest will be openly taught and practiced. The air will be rent with the cries of the distressed. The soil will be soaked with blood and the nation black with crimes. Are you prepared to see your dwellings in flames, female chastity violated, children writhing on a pike?
I'm John Adams, and I approve this message because Jefferson is the son of a half-breed Indian squaw raised on hoe cakes, and Hamilton is a Creole bastard brat of a Scotch peddler.
The nastiest, most negative election
candidates have taken dirty to a whole new
level. It can seem like a return to civility is not possible.
So, there it is.
That's so cool.
I thought that was pretty cool. So, all right, here we are in 2016 with the situation not being much better or different, as it turns out, than the situation in 1800. And so what does that lead us to believe? That we aren't growing as a nation, we are growing. But you said something that was really very pithy earlier about how corrupt the rest of the world is. But that doesn't mean that we should accept this stuff. That's what I think that's what I'm feeling. There's just so much of the same old, same old. And we kind of give in and give over because most of us have it pretty good. So we don't get all our, what do they call it, your panties in a knot.
I mean, the only time there's ever really a revolution is when there's nothing else to lose, when there's nothing left to lose. As long as people have investment in the establishment, there's not going to be a revolution. As a matter of fact, in America, we commercialize our revolutions. our revolutions are instantly co-opted by the establishment and they become, you know, souvenirs.
That's an interesting viewpoint. I hadn't thought about it.
I believe it. I mean, I think that it's a business. I think the revolution business is a business in the United States.
Well, okay.
I lived through a number of them in my lifetime.
Right. Okay. So then that underscores one of the, we've got the number four story this week on the countdown from Talkers, battle against the Daesh people, which I believe is a creation of our military industrial complex. I don't think, you know, the whole business about going into Iraq was a put up job and it was good for business. All those contractors get paid. The Pentagon is happy to write out those checks, $700 billion, and yet they can't take care of the veterans, you know, that kind of stuff, which is great conversation on talk radio. But it also, see, my problem is I take too much of this stuff seriously. That's probably my problem.
I don't know if it's a problem. You should take it seriously, but you have to take it with a degree of wisdom and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean it's not serious. It doesn't mean that you're not right. Mm-hmm. It's just that there's a much bigger picture here, and it's a far more complex scenario that really comes down to philosophy and the human struggle. This is the human condition. This is the human struggle. This is centuries old.
Mm-hmm.
This is something, this is a maze. This is a knot. This is a puzzle in which we are embedded, in which we are trapped. And getting out of it is not as easy as just slogans or coming up with a new exciting leader that promises a better day.
Mm-hmm. We all know how that works.
Most revolutions against corruption and tyranny turn out to be worse.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
look what happened in Cuba. Look what happened in China. Look what happened in Russia.
Food for thought. Michael Harrison, 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow was to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-609-4073. That's 800-609-4073. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-609-4073.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Yes, we go through the top 10 items, courtesy of Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of the big stories. Now, Michael took a trip last week to Paris to an international conference of talk radio people. Tell us about it, will you?
Well, it wasn't talk radio people. It was an international conference of radio people. It was Radio Days Europe, all the broadcasters from radio stations all across Europe and actually around the world. They were from Australia. There were some people from the U.S. I was invited to make a speech. My speech was Lessons Learned by American Radio During the Dawn of the Digital Era. And it was very interesting. You learn a lot from people outside of our everyday, you know, frame of reference. And radio around the world is quite fascinating. I'd say the biggest difference between American radio and radio around the world is many, many, many of the stations in other countries are owned by the government, which means they don't have the same type of financial issues that American radio faces. They don't have the same budget restraints and obsession with paying stockholders and, you know, forestalling debt, which has really crippled American radio for the most part over the last 20 years or so. But the similarities are great. I talked about the debt. I said don't bite off more than you can chew. And also that all art, and this is my opinion, all art that is successful really has to grab you by your head, your heart, and your gut. It has to appeal to your intelligence. It has to appeal to your soul. And it has to appeal to your, you know, animal instincts. And if it doesn't do at least one of those, it's not going to be successful. It was a great time.
So what was there about this? I mean, thinking about the difference in talk radio from there, you said this was an international radio conference, not just about talk, but you certainly, I'm sure, in the 3 or 4 or 5 days you were there, got into conversations and exchanges with people who are specialists. I remember the reason I asked you this and the reason that I think this is instructive. I remember in 2003, 2004, after war had been declared on Iraq, I decided to take a trip around Europe and go to talk radio stations and interview talk radio hosts. Do you remember that? You may remember that I did it for a week. I got on a train in London. I did the first day in London, the second day in Paris, third day in Geneva, fourth day in Hamburg, I think. And the fifth day was in, I think, in Italy, if I'm trying to, I don't remember exactly where I went. But I remember being in studios, in radio stations, there were talk stations, and talking to people about our invasion of Iraq and what Europeans thought about it. And we took calls from Europeans. It was set up like I was doing a show there. And actually, some of the hosts put me on their programs. And, you know, were roundly critical of our involvement in Iraq. But I just thought it would be a good way for us to exchange ideas, for people to hear how other people thought, because it wasn't what we were told necessarily. And what I, the reason I'm telling these stories is because I learned a lot about talk radio over there. I think we think that we're the only ones in the world that have this sort of thing, and yet talk radio is thriving for the same reasons in many areas of the world, is it not?
Well, talk radio is certainly larger around the world than it was in 2004. Mm-hmm. Talk radio is growing. But I have to say, most of the radio around the world is music radio. Talk radio, as we practice it in the United States, is kind of unique based upon our First Amendment and freedom of speech. I had an interesting conversation with a broadcaster from Russia, and it was very difficult because of the nuances of the discussion and the language barrier for us to communicate, but he was telling me that he was fired from his radio station that he is a co-owner of. He still owns it, but he was fired from the air because of things that he had said about the government. But they would not arrest him or fine him. And I couldn't really understand more of what he meant because the cultural differences were so great. And he was very careful in what he said because every conversation is, you know, potentially going to be heard by everybody in the world. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to get the guy arrested. The nature of American talk radio, the contentiousness, the arguments, the raising of the voices, the insults, is something that many countries consider to be very crude, very crass, and uncivilized. They're much more polite in many countries, although that's changing.
Changing in what way? They're becoming more like we are?
Yes.
But we are not going down that road well anymore. After the political season, there are a lot of people who think that the stations that are just focused on politics will need to do something different. But we've been hearing that story.
We've been saying that forever. Come on, politics is always going to be around. It's a fascinating topic. And maybe the stations focused on politics haven't been doing it right. Let me tell you something, Doug. When we get past the conventions, and it is Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, as it will likely be, I'm not predicting that, but it will likely be, you're going to hear some of the fiercest, most, you know, gut-wrenched conversations and arguments that you've ever heard on radio in that period of time, those several months between the summer and election day. And you are going to see friendships ripped apart and rifts in this country if that comes to pass, that election. And radio stations will be very happy that they have political formats at that point.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think you're right about that. You look at all the stories since the beginning of the year in the various trade magazines about how talk radio has come back, if you will. The ratings are great because of the interest, and they all say it's Donald Trump that people are excited about, and that's why they're listening, and that's why they're watching the debates on TV or whatever it is. And maybe that's borne out by the fact that part of the news story this week in the presidential race, which is number one again on the Talkers Countdown, a partial focus on the scheduled debate that's been canceled because Donald Trump said he didn't want to go. He's had enough. And then John Kasich says, well, there's not going to be any audience if Trump isn't there, so I'm not going either. And that was the end of that. So it does seem that there are people who are really interested. Is it broadening, though? I guess that's the question. Is the information, the conversation, and the attention broadening so it hits everybody in the country?
Well, it is broadening because more people are finding it entertaining. More people are finding it interesting and compelling, which goes back to what I said. There's nothing wrong with talking politics. What's wrong with politics is when it becomes boring and predictable. And one good thing that Donald Trump has brought to this this situation is he's made it interesting. Mm-hmm. Whether he's made it better for the country, whether or not we're on the right road or the wrong road, whether he is the new Messiah or the new Mussolini, time will tell. Mm-hmm. However, in the short run, he certainly made it more interesting. And he has certainly, you know, poked a lot of bubbles, burst a lot of balloons of hypocrisy. Again, whether he's the answer to solving those problems that he's bringing to light or that he's speaking on behalf of, I don't know. I have my own feelings about that. But the fact that he's doing so has made the conversation more interesting.
Why don't you tell us what your feelings are?
My feelings are that we're at a pivot point that could be very dangerous.
But yet,
I find Trump potentially dangerous.
You do. So is he more dangerous?
Again, I'm speaking as honestly but as realistically as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm right or wrong. Mm-hmm. How do I know?
But there are a lot of people who thought that Barack Obama was dangerous. For any number of reasons. He was the first black president. Remember when people said John Kennedy was dangerous because he was a Catholic? Mm-hmm. And that Joe Lieberman was dangerous when he was running for vice president because he's a Jew? And Bernie Sanders is dangerous because he's Jewish.
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking about Donald Trump being dangerous because of his religion.
No.
Or dangerous because of his race.
Dangerous because
you're,
what?
You're equating two things that have nothing to do with each other, and I'm not saying that Donald Trump is dangerous. I'm saying that there are certain historical precedents, if one knows history, and one knows the history of the 20th century and the rise of dictatorships, there are certain parallels with Donald Trump that deserve looking at it carefully.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question that when people are upset and they're not really educated about what's going on, and they don't seem to be, that they fall into a pattern. Yeah, I can see that.
Right, right.
In a moment.
Of course, there are people who are going to say, I've just come out against Trump, and I haven't.
No.
I'm just speaking information based upon academic reality.
It's good talk radio. Number five this week, immigration policy. We'll focus on that with Michael Harrison in a matter of moments as the countdown continues. I'm Doug Steffen.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Want to go from dreamer to doer? Just ask Dancing with the Stars phenom Derek Hough.
From the time I was young, I learned how to break big projects into smaller tasks and visualize myself doing each part successfully. It's helped me become a professional dancer, actor, singer, Dancing with the Stars coach, and author. And this fall, I'm landing my biggest role yet, Singing in the Rain on Broadway.
Derek says he's also used the same techniques to realize his greatest travel adventures.
I started seeing myself on green fairways, being with the ocean, then plush green rainforests, spending time with incredible animals like kangaroos and koalas and rhinos in Australia, and swimming with sharks actually in Hawaii as well. No cage.
Visualization helps lots of travel dreamers become travel doers, says a Hilton Hotels and Resorts survey, whether it's seeing yourself on a beach in Barbados or visiting vineyards in Napa. Post your travel vision at OurStageYourStore.com with the hashtag HiltonStory.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, countdown time is 46 past the hour. This week, number five on the countdown is a focus on immigration policy, which I think was last week number two. It's been in the top five because it does seem, as a matter of fact, I think I asked a question on my Monday through Friday program, Michael, about the number one issue and from week to week, and immigration has come up as a constant in both of the campaigns. So when I was listening to a clip from a good radio program hosted by a guy in Baltimore named Sean Casey, who's on a station, WCBM is the station, and he was focused on the information that came forth this week about the lack of cooperation between ICE agents and immigration officers in San Bernardino, and then followed up the story because they didn't, you know, they weren't working with each other, they weren't sharing information about these people, and if they had been, maybe they would have gotten caught. But then there was another story about a drunk driving an immigrant illegally here, killing somebody, and the ICE people don't even grab him and deport him, and that stuff sounds outrageous to me.
Yeah, but I mean, you're citing isolated cases. What's the point?
The point is that we have a lack of, one of the things that people are upset about, and the reason they go for Bernie Sanders, another one of these things, you know, you ask why, or we ask people to think clearly about what you do when you're making your choices, but people, they hear these things day in and day out. You were saying earlier in the program how, you know, government has always been broken, but when you hear these sorts of things, it does seem to be, with the extended coverage and the underscoring of talk radio people and the news and all that stuff, so how people say, how can this happen in America? How can somebody who came here illegally get drunk, drive a car, kill somebody, and then just be deported instead of facing the music in jail, in the court?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's really what the question a lot of people have.
Yeah, and they should. Ironically, we have laws in place for almost all these problems, and they're not enforced. Putting new laws in place doesn't always solve the problem, but that's the easiest thing for the politicians to do. But we need more laws. Well, if we followed the laws that exist and operated it effectively, we wouldn't have a problem. So you add more laws to make it look like you're doing something, and then you have more laws that are not properly enacted and operated.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. All right, so of all the people that are on our list this week, this Merrick Garland and the back and forth politically about that, this fellow is apparently a Chicago guy, what people call him the Chicago Mafia, all those people from Chicago around Obama. But he seemed like he was fairly well qualified for this, and a bit older than many of the people who get appointed to the Supreme Court. Did you notice that?
Well, they should only nominate very old people for the Supreme Court at this point in time if it's going to remain a lifetime job.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about the fact that this is a lifetime appointment, you put somebody in there in their 40s or 50s, we're stuck with them forever.
Yeah, for 40 years.
So maybe they should change that whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the system is subject to its own built-in foibles.
One of the great things about our format is that we can use words and create images. And all I thought of when I saw that, for some reason, I flashed back to Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas. What is that? That was during George Bush's presidency, the first George Bush.
That stuff.
The images.
Way back.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what our job is here, to create images with ideas, pictures in your mind, and those who have good imaginations find this to be a very rewarding way to spend time listening to discussions on talk radio. That's what we're all about here. The charts every week discussed and overviewed by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. I'm Doug Steffen on The Countdown.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an important part of overviewing what's going on in the fascinating world of News Talk Radio. Joining us now is Baumview. I've used that before. I don't use that anymore. He's a good lawyer.
Oh, I like that one.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, a college professor, a lawyer, someone we invite every week onto the Countdown to overview some of the legal aspects of stories that are on the Countdown. Man, this Flint water scandal, when you look at that, and you see and understand that the people in Flint, after all those hearings this week, looking at that boob that runs the EPA, the boob who's the governor of Michigan, and you realize after all this talk, after all this focus, after all this time, not one thing, Steve, not one thing has changed in Flint, Michigan. They're still getting the water the same way. Pipes haven't been changed. They haven't flipped the switch to bring back Detroit water. Nothing has changed. How can that be legal?
It's incredible. You know, there is, I think, some malfeasance going on here. And at this point, you know, after hearings this week in Washington, Rick Snyder, the governor of Michigan, is, I didn't know about it. I checked on it.
God.
I relied on people. The EPA is saying, no, we, you know, we did our part and we weren't informed. Regional, state state EPA people, you know, were passing the buck. And I think one of the things that bothers me the most, and I'm with you, it bothers me on every level, is besides the fact of nobody taking responsibility here, it's that they're saying, well, we shouldn't have known, we couldn't have known. And this is something where you talk about criminal liability or legal liability. You got to wonder when someone made some of these decisions purely on a financial basis without checking on safety, if that qualifies as a, well, we've got some federal laws of deprivation of civil rights, which this could be, under color of state law. You even have, you know, negligent causing of the damage to these children. So it's a huge problem, but the bureaucracies involved are what are scaring me.
All right. Well, it's scary stuff, all of it. You're right. Bureaucracy is our enemy, and this is pretty much a perfect example of it, frankly. The Bo Bergdahl case and what happens to him, and I wasn't sure, a lot of people were asking this week, why this is before us yet once again.
He's going, it's investigation, but he's still facing a court martial on charges of desertion and misbehavior. The reason it is back in the news is, in kind of an unusual move, they are releasing some of the documents, including interviews that were done with him by military officers as part of this investigation. And it's kind of interesting because you've got his civilian attorney saying that they released the full transcript of some of the interviews already because they were concerned with some of the talk that was getting out, particularly by Trump on the campaign trail, and if that was going to impede the ability to get a fair trial. Although this is, you know, he's not going to be before a civilian jury. It will be before a panel of military judges. But you know, when I was looking through the information, I found it kind of interesting that the general who was questioning him seemed to be somewhat sympathetic to what Bergdahl was saying, that he really was not trying to join the Taliban. He was concerned, that Bergdahl was concerned about the circumstances on the base, and he wanted to get to some place where he could make his case to a higher up. You know, he's going to get convicted of something, certainly misbehavior. I don't know if they'll get him on desertion per se, but the trial itself is going to be interesting as we see some real evidence instead of just what's been leaking out to the press.
All right, let's spend a minute on the nomination of this fellow to the Supreme Court. Never mind the politics of it. What do you think of him as a lawyer and a judge?
You know, it's very interesting because I like him. I think that Merrick Garland is an excellent judge. You really can't measure a lot of him across the board because he was in the D.C. Circuit, which doesn't deal with a lot of the kind of push-button topics such as abortion and others that people are dealing with. But he's fair. He's even-minded. You know, this guy would be a terrific addition to the court, and I think conservatives will find stuff to like in him. I think liberals will find stuff to like with him. He's measured. He listens. He's good.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman with legal points that are important to this week's countdown and the information presented to you. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of The Berkey Guy.